This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. British Prime Minister Theresa May is pledging hundreds of millions to promote abortion worldwide, while the venture touts itself as a means to help poor nations' maternal mortality. Nigeria's Obianuju Ekeocha slams the move as a form of ideological colonization. Dr. Donna Harrison of the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYNs criticizes funding focused on abortion instead of the 90% of real causes of maternal deaths in developing nations. Nurses testified last week at the UN supporting fertility health without abortion or contraception. Nursing experts from Nigeria, Kenya, and Eswatini, the former Swaziland, told of the need for maternal education, and they warned of huge problems caused by powerful hormone contraceptives peddled by so-called relief agencies. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. Attorneys general in 17 states are at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals fighting Planned Parenthood. The state attorneys say it is a reasonable abortion restriction that women be able to see ultrasound images of their children before considering abortion. They say Planned Parenthood has been granted exceptional means of blocking anything economically inconvenient to their operations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.